Well, you might know that this year is the Olympics, 2008. We're looking forward to the Olympics in Beijing, some of us, and also to the Olympics then in London in 2012. And this week I've been looking up something about the Olympics in preparation. And I've come across a story that I remember I've told in part here before. But I came across it this week about an Olympics which took place, well, 20 years ago. And then he said 1888, but it's 1988. And it wasn't the normal Olympics, it was the Winter Olympics, when they do the bobsleigh and the ice skating and all that kind of thing, the ice dance. And on this programme on the television, it spoke about people who were training to be in the Winter Olympics, looking forward to receiving that gold medal, to doing their best. And these people were involved in a Winter Olympic sport, it was actually skiing. And to begin with, you saw them training to come eventually hurtling down the mountain at great speeds, even faster than a car. And they were training, just learning how to ski. And then they went out, not on the slopes, but on what they called the flats, to learn how to do those turns. Left and right. It must be dead simple, mustn't it, skiing? It's just left and right. That's all there is to it. Left and right. And so you've seen them learning how to ski, and then training, doing left and right, and then eventually you saw them go right up in a cable car, right to the top, about to come hurtling down the mountain. And they've learned to go left and right because they were going to be slalom skiers, going in between those, I never know what you call them, I call them gates or poles with the flags on, where you go inside one and outside the other, left and right. And so they were ready. On your marks, get set, and the hooter goes boop, and they came down. But none of the competitors came down on their own. Each of them came down with somebody else. And the person they came down with wasn't a competitor. The person who came down with them was their partner, or we might say their guide. And as you watched the competitor come down, you saw the one at their side just saying to them, left, right, left, right. Because actually they were blind skiers. Blind slalom skiers. That seems pretty nutty to me, to come down a mountain high speed when you're blind. But they came down and they couldn't see. They couldn't see the white snow. They couldn't see the blue sky. They couldn't see the mountain. They couldn't see the gates which they were facing. All they heard was a voice. Turn left, and they turned left, and they listened. Turn right, and they turned right. And all the way down the mountain, they were wholly dependent upon the voice telling them, turn left, turn right, and they turn right. Imagine that. Imagine coming down the mountain about 70 miles an hour and you can't see, and you just wait for the voice. When you hear the voice say, turn left, you turn left. You can't see in some, it doesn't make any sense, do you? But you hear the voice and you trust it, so you turn. And that just spoke to me. Isn't that a wonderful picture of the Christian life? We don't hear God speak to us with an audible voice. We can't see him because he's an invisible God. But here in his word, he's told us to turn from our sin and to turn to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he simply says that. Turn from your sin, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who trust him, those who rely upon his word, those who can't see him, but trust on him and his word, turn. And that's how we become a Christian. We hear the word of God through the Bible, and he tells us to turn from our sin, and we say, Lord, I recognize that you're God. I'm sorry for my sin. I turn from it. And Lord, I turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, who I ignored all of these years. I turn to him for the forgiveness of my sins. I turn from sin. I turn to Christ and believe upon him. And I see that God in Christ has turned to me to forgive me for all of my sins. Great faith demonstrated by the blind slalom skiers. Have you exercised that sort of faith yourself in the living God who simply tells you to turn from your sin and to the Lord Jesus Christ?